I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, when I was gone here the last few weeks, Scott Jennings secured a radio show. And I told you the story about how I used to listen to Scott when he was on WHAS, barely out of high school. When I worked in Milwaukee, I could pick up their signal from Louisville. And he's become such a rock star, Sue, that he has his own radio show on Salem. Now, it's only an hour.
Wow.
We're going to pick it up, though, here on 97.1. We're going to air it at 8 o'clock in the evening, starting 2 weeks from today. And Mr. Jennings, the legend that he's become, will join us tomorrow afternoon at 3:18 to talk all about that and to get caught up. You know, one of the things that we never shared, and I think I might have him share this tomorrow, is when he was in Israel. Remember when he was there about 6 weeks ago? And it was at the time when the bombs started, you know, falling and you know, air raid sirens are going off and everything. The way that he got out of Israel is a fascinating story. It really is. And he told me off the air, and I've never pressed him. He'll tell it on the air, but it's like it could be an entire chapter in a book, and he's writing a book, but it's pretty amazing story. So we'll get to that with Jennings tomorrow. I still have an audio cut of the day coming up. Peter Zane is back with us, an editor at Real Clear Investigations. He writes for Real Clear Politics. Peter, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm well, thank you, and I hope you had a nice time off.
Well, it wasn't the best time off, some health complications, but I'm doing okay trying to get back on the horse right now. No, that's okay. You wouldn't have any way of knowing that. But you know what? I loved your column, because here's something that happens to me. When you wrote in your more recent column about Trump, my Democrat friends cannot fathom why I am not repulsed by Trump, a longtime philanderer and convicted sexual abuser who urged his followers, to march on the Capitol on January 6th, and who is supposedly corrupting the government while profiting from his office is in unseemly ways. I'm a mystery to them. They feel sorry for me. Now, I experience a lot of this with friends as well. People know I do a radio show, so they know I'm a little bit more vocal on this. People know that you're a political guy as well. But the thing that I go back to is, if you go back to the first term or when he was running, I was repulsed by Trump. There were things that he was doing. Even now, I don't like a lot of the behavior. But when he said the media is the enemy of the people, I really thought that was stupid. I thought we need a thriving media in our democracy, which is now being threatened by Trump, of course. Well, then I saw scandal after scandal that was a bunch of BS. I saw the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. We know what happened with COVID. You outlined some of this in your column. So for me, and I think maybe for you, part of the reason that I'm not repulsed is because the other side is never, ever repulsed, or they never question any of the stuff and the misinformation and the crap that their side hurls on a regular basis. So it's frustrating. I have a listener right now, Peter, who wants to send me, they asked for my email address, and I gave it to him. And this was someone that came through on a voicemail, and I had noticed that they hadn't sent me anything. And I circled back with them and I said, hey, did you ever send anything? Because I didn't want to miss it. And they said, no, I just haven't figured out how to craft the words. It's about your support of Trump. So now I'm very curious about that. But the column really related, because why this is almost like the trans issue, where people can't see the fairness issue and say, hey, wait a second here, this is not fair. No matter what you might think about, you know, treating people kind and how people might be different, it's not fair to have biological boys compete against biological girls. In this particular case, it's a little similar to that, where all these things that Trump may have done or was accused of doing or might still do, it's all eclipsed because of Trump. It doesn't matter what happens to Obama. It doesn't matter what Obama might have done. It doesn't matter what Eric Holder might have done, because Trump is the big bad orange guy. And that continues to this day.
You know, I wrote the column. In some ways, it's a completely useless exercise, what I did, because, you know, the fact is that we are living in a world where the other side just continues to perpetrate terrible crimes against democracy. And they are a clear and present danger. What I was trying to point out, just to take a step back, is, you know, that requires us on the other side to, in some ways, be almost as bad as they are. Not exactly, but the principles that we have about what America ought to be, who ought to be leading it, what we should expect from those people, I think understandably put that aside because we're engaged in a battle with other people who are worse. But what I wanted to say is, you know, we shouldn't forget to take a step back and go, geez, this is kind of disheartening who we have running this country. And if we just get caught up in the battle between the two sides, we forget sometimes, and again, I don't know what you do about it, but just to remind ourselves, I'm really compromising on a lot of my values because this is the horse I'm riding, and I get it, and I'm riding that horse, and that horse does a lot of good things. But, you know, it makes me forgive, and I would say especially with things like how much money he's making, especially in cryptocurrency and bringing people like that to the White House. I mean, it's, if you were upset about Joe Biden, I mean, even there, maybe it's not quite as bad because it's not directly related to policy, but you know, there's a lot of really sort of unsavory things that he does that we look past because they are worse, the other side.
And you know, one of the reasons, and I guess I would use the redistricting issue right now, and this gets tough for me because I like to call balls and strikes, and I don't mind criticizing Trump. I was very critical of him in the first administration, more so than in the second administration, because I think the lesson I learned is all the hyperventilating sometimes is a bunch of crap and BS, and then when things settle down, I'll even use this year as an example. You and I maybe had conversations back in March and April about tariffs and people predicting a recession and this and that, and now we're into August. The stock market is back where it was. The tariff situation, which I'm still not completely comfortable with, has certainly settled down. So I give him a lot of leeway because I don't trust that legacy media at all. And I mean, I don't trust them at all. But on the redistricting stuff, we're doing some of this here in Missouri. I'm not completely comfortable with it because I don't think we should be redrawing congressional lines every 2 years. Texas has their own issue. I get there's politics in play here because of the narrow majority. So to your point, maybe I'm compromising some of my principles, but then I look at J.B. Pritzker in Illinois or Kathy Hochul or Gavin Newsom and what they've done, and they've taken their power and they've used it and tried to, you know, embolden their party. So then you kind of get to our side and say, all right, well, maybe we do have to get down and dirty because politics is a dirty game.
I said that in my column, and I said that, you know, to act according to the better angels of your nature can rightly be seen as a form of unilateral disarmament. But I've written so many pieces where I'm pointing the finger at the other side that at some point I just said, I've got to, like, acknowledge,
that
we have lost our way to some extent, too. Not exactly. So, and I agree with you on the redistricting. I live in North Carolina, and I used to write a column for the local Raleigh paper here, and they were all up in arms about gerrymandering back in 2013, 14, 15. But I made the point then, which was so obvious, that our congressional delegation is part of a national Congress. And yes, I don't want the Republicans in North Carolina gerrymandering, but what do you do when they've done it in Maryland and right. California and New Jersey? I mean, so you get sucked into that game. And if you don't do it, then I agree, it is unilateral disarmament. And then they get in power, and they're awful people.
Yeah, it, I mean, yeah, I played a soundbite from James Carville where he's basically saying, look, if we get in 28, and I'm sure that, you know, they're already thinking about this, if the Democrats have, you know, the trifecta in 28, and they could have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, he's saying, look, we got to make Puerto Rico a state, we got to make D.C. a state to embolden the Democrat numbers. So they're already thinking, you know, expand the court. That's another thing he mentioned, is expand the Supreme Court. All these things that are very dangerous for democracy, the actual dangers to democracy, when we're talking about this other stuff that probably isn't. But I get it, because a lot of it is nuanced. But for me, where I kind of come down on most of these issues, Peter, is I do not trust the media. I do not trust the legacy media at all.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They are unbelievably dishonest. And I can tell you at Real Clear Investigations, where I'm also edit articles, we've done a lot on the Russiagate material that's come out. Paul Sperry and Aaron Maté are two of our reporters on it. And it is amazing to see what actually has been released and what it means, and then to read the New York Times and the Washington Post. And they just lie. It's literally, they just lie about it. And it's so intentional. And they're actually, what's interesting is they're so good at it, the way they craft language to almost seem like they aren't lying to anybody who doesn't really know the story. So, yeah, they've gone from being biased to, especially when it comes to politics, they're so compromised that they have to keep lying, or they would reveal all their other lies. In other words, they painted themselves in a corner that I don't know how they get out of, because they can't just go, "Oh, we were wrong," because it's been shown they've been wrong for years, and then it bleeds over into everything else. And the other thing is that they do it with impunity. So, you know, we look at it and go, "Geez, you know, how are they getting away with it?" Well, they are. Obama is a hero. Hillary Clinton is a hero. These people aren't held to account for any of this stuff. They get Pulitzer Prizes. Angela Davis just got an honorary degree from Cambridge University. Angela Davis, who provided guns to people who robbed banks.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It's mind-numbing. A lot of it does go back to the legacy media. I'm very interested in Paul Sperry, you mentioned, in that reporting, because I'd love to give that type of reporting a little attention on this show, so we might ask for a little help there. But it's always great to have you on, Peter.
Absolutely.
Zane. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hope your week goes well.
Always a pleasure.
All right,
and
take
good
care.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.